This is Dr. Olivero dictating in February 16 of 2022. The first patient is Joseph Weaver. Clinical case of a 42-year-old white male that has end-stage renal disease that is treated with peritoneal dialysis, period. The patient was recently admitted to the hospital with a hypertensive crisis and mental changes. The patient forgot completely how to do the peritoneal dialysis period. The patient was placed on hemodialysis when the blood pressure was under control, as well as the uremia. The patient recovered all his mental clarity period. He has been transferred to peritoneal dialysis. He has been taking the medications as prescribed. The blood pressure at home, and according to his report, it's 140 systolic, and the diastolic between 80 and 90 most of the time. The physical examination is consistent with fluid overload. We are going to recommend the use of hypertonic peritoneal dialysis fluid at least 1 day in order to remove fluid and hopefully improve the blood pressure control. The patient is feeling well. He denies any symptoms at the present time. Number two, the patient has a post-herpetic neuralgia in the following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease on PPIs, following number. The patient has secondary hyperparathyroidism that has been treated. Following number, restless leg syndrome. Following number, the patient has insomnia. We are going to prescribe alprazolam because during the dialysis time, there is evidence of anxiety, and what he described like a panic feeling. Following number gastroparesis, we're going to reevaluate the case in 6 weeks at the office because this patient maintains sustained hypertension, and we want to make sure that all the parameters are controlled. I invested six times in reviewing the laboratory work, 6 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup in the face-to-face 20 minutes and the documentation 5 minutes.